Arriba Abajo, El Centro Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila, Fitness Miami.
All right. Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami.
Yo,
what's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami. This is the bonus episode.
Bonus round. There's no introduction.
We don't
for
need
us,
no
man.
Introduction.
You guys know
man,
who, the fuck, know we
who
are.
The fuck we
you
are.
You know what's
if you
going on.
To this shit, you know we're already know. You already know.
Bitch!
All right. That's enough.
Okay, I got carried
today.
Away.
No disclaimers, no nothing. Yeah, we're fucked up already. Last episode, I didn't tell y'all what we were drinking on. This right here is my famous Turbo Corona. Okay? Famous Turbo Corona. It's
shit's good, man.
Corona and tequila. And a little other, you know.
Secret ingredients. Simp syrup.
Yeah, simp syrup. You know, we I ain't going to unleash that.
We ain't going to be simping. So we got to make sure we take our antidote.
So today we're actually answering a viewer question for the bonus episode, right? So the viewer question went is
because it's Whiskey Tequila Fitness.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah. We're
so
we
answer all different types
make
of questions.
Make sure you go to WTFMiamiMedia.com, you know, so you can
go ahead and submit your questions.
Yeah, submit your questions and all that good stuff.
Or go comment on any one of our posts on social media.
Yeah. Send us a DM.
Send us a direct message.
Yeah, whenever you want us to, you know, hit up on some real shit, you know, we'll definitely reach that out during the bonus.
We'll take that into consideration.
So today, the viewer question is, how do I tell my... And we're over here switching it up for viewer purposes. How do I tell my boyfriend / girlfriend that they're fat?
Ooh.
That they're unfit.
Yeah.
Without hurting his or her feelings. How do you tell somebody, you are not the person I met day one anymore because you got comfortable?
You know what? If you met the person in shape, then it makes that conversation easier because it's like, you know what? Then you can say, look, I was attracted to you in the beginning. Or you can have this conversation like this straight up and don't be scared. Like if the person gets butthurt, then the person gets butthurt. Like at the end of the day, you're communicating how you feel. Other person shouldn't feel any other type of way.
Let's make it more relatable so that they know that they're hitting it straight from the devil's mouth. Edwin, you're dating this girl, right? Let's say she's a 10 out of 10.
All right.
Fine. You met her at the gym. Let's go with that one. And over the course of your time with her, she starts getting a little pudge. She stops going to the gym. And she's just getting, not to say, you know, there's nothing wrong with you plus size women. You know, there's a market for you out there.
Yeah, because I personally like thick girls.
Yeah, there's a market
not,
for you.
Not
out there, you
fat,
know?
Fat, but thick.
You know,
like
healthy.
If you got a little gut,
you know,
if you got some rolls when you sit down, I love that shit. If you can
show your wealth with them rolls,
and that shit's looking like you see it on the side like that,
ain't nothing wrong with that. But
you got a little love handle action.
For the sake of this
totally
question,
fine.
For the sake of this viewer and their question, how do you tell your significant other? All right, now you're getting to a stage to
where
I am
it's becoming
not,
unattractive.
Yes,
to me.
Where I am not attracted to you.
How do I handle it?
Yeah, let me know.
So this is how I would handle it. Again, because I met her at the gym and because I already knew she was in shape. Unfortunately, I would be the one to just be honest. There's no other way around it. She can take it however she wants in the sense of she'll do what she wants, right? I'm not in no way, shape, or form trying to control her. But I'm going to let her know that the route she's going is becoming unattractive to me. I would have that conversation. And I know it may seem like a difficult conversation to have because you know, women are sensitive, you know, anyone's sensitive, right? If you love the person and the person that you love is telling you this, then it's not easy to take.
But, and it's not even easy to say.
And it's not easy to say either. How do
you tell them, like, look.
But I would be like, listen.
You're not taking care of yourself anymore the way you should.
Babe, listen. First things first, I'm concerned that you're not taking your health into number one priority.
I want you to be alive forever.
I want you to be healthy. I want you to be happy with yourself. I want you to be happy with how the way you look. I want you to be nice and healthy so that you can maximize life. I would come up with scenarios to where it's like, listen, if you were to get yourself into this shape, things would be so much better. Sex would be much better. Our physical activities, jogging together, hiking together would be much funner. Or whatever that significant other likes, whatever she likes, I would try to gear my answer towards what she likes and why it would be beneficial for her to get herself into a point where she can enjoy it the most.
And I'm glad you're saying that right there, because I'm actually going to let you know a trick that I like to use. And unfortunately for me, I'm answering this out of stipulation. I've never been with a partner who's let themselves really, really
go. Yeah, me neither. They've actually gotten themselves in shape when they were with me.
Because we're both in the fitness industry. So to see us constantly like working on ourselves to become better, I've always seen it as a way for my significant other. They never let themselves go. And because you're seeing your husband, boyfriend, date, whatever it is, you see this guy who always is working on himself. Yep.
And it trickles down and on to them.
Yeah, it spreads over. But let's say if you're just like an average Joe, here are some tips I've used in order to self-motivate. And I've said this in the podcast. Some of these you might have heard in the podcast before. If you haven't, then you're going to hear them again. Fuck you.
Damn, you got it. Yeah, right? They got to fuck themselves.
Yeah, right? You go fuck yourself real quick. See that? No? Sit on it.
Hey.
Hey.
Fuck yourself.
All right. Whoever's watching this on YouTube is going to be like, yo, these guys right here, they're a trip. All right, man. So what I've used, right, is I'll tell them, hey, let's do a competition between you and me. Let's eat healthy for the Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, if we can eat healthy, we'll treat ourselves on a Saturday or Sunday and like go to a fancy restaurant, go to a ratchet restaurant, go to Pizza Hut, whatever it is. If we can make it through
Monday through Friday
or Monday through Saturday, whatever you decide, if we can make it that entire span, we'll freaking treat ourselves and we'll split the bill. If one of us cracks at some point during the week, the person who cracked first
takes care of the bill.
Takes the bill.
That's a good idea right there.
And that was like a nice little like, it almost like it was like a little bit of a competitive factor where it's just like, no, I'm not going to be the one who, and you, obviously this is by the honor code. You have to keep yourself freaking like.
Hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, hold yourself accountable. Like me and this significant other who I first tried this with, we would always message each other. It's like, yo, there's a fucking delicious ass fucking cake here at work. And I'm trying so hard not to eat it. And I would be like, yo, eat it. Come on. Like, I freaking want to have a free meal this weekend. go right ahead. Have a taste. Have a lick. So it's like, that's one of the options I've used. Another option that I have used.
But what do you tell them?
So like I said, I indirectly tell them.
Indirectly tell them.
So another one that I would use is, I think it would be fun for us to sign up for XYZ class. So what's XYZ class? I have enough knowledge of that other person to know that this is something that maybe they wanted to do. For example, if they wanted to shoot guns for like a while, I would sign them up for a course that involves shooting guns, but it's kind of like a physically active course. So where it's a course to where you're not just shooting guns, you're like doing XYZ exercise, like kind of like an active environment to where it forces them to become more active while doing it. And then I would like low key spread hints to improve your shooting ability in that course. Maybe we should go to the gym and practice this movement at the gym to get better for that course.
Yeah.
So I would always indirectly freaking push towards some type of physical fitness activity. Like if you just saw Hustlers and all of a sudden you got motivated by Cardi B and J-Lo dancing on that pole, then I'm going to sign you up for pole dancing classes. Whatever I can get you, I'm not going to hurt your feelings. I'm not going to tell you getting fat. I'm not going to tell you.
Another indirect way of doing it is to get in shape yourself. If you're not in badass shape, I think that's why I haven't had an issue with a woman not being in shape.
Lead by example. With me,
is that because I've always been in such good shape, like 90% of my life.
Yep. Lead by example.
They'll be with me and be like, shit, these girls want men that look like the man I have, right?
You
like, this is what their mindset is going. You said
that looks like the man I have? Whoa, Edwin. Yeah. Yo, player.
Yeah, this is her mind. What's going through her mind.
Oh, okay, so okay.
If she... All right, Edwin. So I have to get myself into shape. So I have to get myself into shape so that... Fuck you. So I have to get myself in shape so that they don't try and... And so that my man doesn't,
and you always invite
have
them.
That wandering eye.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean. Them. And it's like that, so where it's like, you make sure that you set the standard physically, so that when your significant other sees that all these girls are just complimenting him, like let's say, so I've always been in shape, right? So I'm gonna set me as an example real quick. I've always been in shape. I've always had compliments. From guys, girls, everyone. And my girl would be next to me. And my girl would be next to me seeing these things, right? And she would be like, damn, you know.
You're always getting complimented, motherfucker.
You're always getting complimented, but you always feel good. And it's not like you dedicate your like, it's not like you live, breathe, and you know, I'm not a competitor, like a fitness competitor. I just spend an hour. And I make it look so easy that it's like, okay, I have a fucking hour to go ahead and set
where it apart might make
for my lifestyle.
It might make that significant other be like, just like, let's train.
It'll be a realization.
Like, or like exercise with me, or invite me when you're going to the gym or something.
Yeah.
Something
they'll,
to where,
they'll, and it they'll can want like to a start to do it because they see the benefits of it. Like, damn, like, first of all, like I don't want to have a girl to steal my man from me because, you know, it's like, all these other fit girls and I'm not fit and this and the other. I mean, it's not a great motivator, but that's a start.
Yo,
once they start to work out, they'll fall in love with working out because at the end of the day, if you work out enough, you will fall in love with the way you feel, the way you start to fall in love with yourself
in
a healthy way to be able to go ahead and
turn it into a couple scenario. Don't just treat it like, yo, this is your time at the gym. Maybe like on a weekend, tell your significant other to join you to be a part of your routine, your ritual, so that they feel like they're involved in your life.
Yep. If there's something you do on a weekly basis, start there. Hey, join me on a run. Join me on a swim. Join me jump roping. Join me working out full body. Join me doing cardio, whatever that is.
So
join me, and then from there, it's like you expose her to all the benefits. You so, see the people, how the way people start
expose
to react
them
around
to the proper,
the respect people give you, with all this different stuff.
With that being said, expose them to the proper fitness. If they live a freaking stressful life, they don't need a HIIT class.
Yeah, because that shit's fucking stressful.
Yeah, they don't need something that's going to stress them even more. If you want them to get into fitness and get into better shape, figure out what they need in their life. Maybe they live a boring job. And they need a HIIT class.
They need to do something exciting.
And they do need a HIIT class. Now, because all they're doing at work is staring at a screen. Figure out what they need. Not what you need, what they need. So if your person is high strung,
even if they get into yoga, if you have a high stressful job, get them into yoga, Pilates, something
because,
more low key.
Because it's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway to go ahead and
drug.
get themselves into fitness.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Because
you need
then they'll start to see all the other girls that they don't only just do Pilates, they weight
you
train.
Need, yeah, you need them to want to do it. You need them to want to do it. You need your boyfriend or your girlfriend to want to like go out of the way because they feel so damn good after that yoga class or that HIIT class or freaking working out in general. You need them to know that, yo, this, I feel so good after this that I need to do this on my own. And that is how you're going to get the results that you want. By calling them a fat piece of shit, you're not going to get anywhere.
If they like a specific sport, like let's say they like to play basketball. I'm going to give you an example. If your significant other likes to play basketball, just say, hey, look, you know you can play better basketball if you were to work out and get yourself stronger and faster in the gym.
Yeah.
You can enjoy basketball even better without
because
having
you'll
to
be
so
better.
Tired.
Yeah, because you'll
you
be
know?
Better.
You'll be better at it. And from there, you know, you can enjoy it more and you'll have better, more fun.
But at the end of the day, this is just our advice. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Or you just be fucking blind, like, bitch, I don't want to fuck you because you're too fucking fat for me. Yeah.
All right, people. Until next time. Peace.
Peace.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time. Cheers.